859-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so do enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. Once again, freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight, a pretty disturbing story at lourockwell.com that sort of wraps up two disturbing stories that I've seen over the past week or so. Now, they didn't really want to bring out on the air because I didn't really understand them. I got several emails about this from some listeners last week. There was an executive order that was signed last week where George Bush claimed the power to confiscate the property of political dissidents.
Right.
Now, that's what I was told, and I was linked to the actual executive order, the text of it. And when it comes to legalese, it might as well be a foreign language. I'm not going to read it. I'm not interested in reading it. I don't want to even try to translate it. So I just sort of said, that looks kind of bad. That's what they're saying it is, and I'm going to take their word for it, but I'm going to wait till I see something a little more authoritative as far as, you know, written by someone that can read legalese, interpreted by somebody that I trust a little bit more than just the average emailer. And so now LouRockwell.com has an article that addresses this, amongst a few other things. Let's get into it here. And then we might talk about Guantanamo, since it sort of ties in with this whole war on terror and everything. I know you've got the story on that, Gardner.
Hey, what a way to start the work week, huh?
Yes, it's great news here. This is from William Norman Grigg. He says, as the Iraq War ripens into the largest strategic catastrophe in our nation's history, dead enders among the Bush faithful confront a sobering question. No, that question is not how to extract our nation from the Mesopotamian morass, but rather how to deal with internal dissent. It's really quite simple, sighed 35-year-old Hillary Ann, a professional woman from California with sufficient disposable income to drop at least $1,200 of it to spend a week confined on a cruise ship with the editorial staff of National Review. For those that don't know, National Review is a publication that's pretty much written by neocons.
It is now.
I guess it used to be different. It
used to be a lot different, and it's been taken over by Byron York and all the other guys
there. Yeah, it was far more libertarian at one point. I used to get the National Review, and I stopped.
Yeah.
Well, here's what this woman said, who presumably is a National Review reader, and she was obviously at this cruise with the National Review bigwigs schmoozing it up. Here's what she said. Quote, "Of course, we need to execute some of these people. A few of these prominent people who are trying to demoralize the country," she commented with languid indifference as she waded waist-deep in the Pacific.
Wow.
Continuing her quote, "Just take a couple of these anti-war people off to the gas chamber for treason to show. If you try to bring down America at a time of war, that's what you'll get. Then things will change."
Wasn't she in the bunker with Hitler when they opened it up? I'm sorry, I was just maybe have my history crazy screwed up.
You know, I was listening for a moment today to Rush Limbaugh. You know, it's either listen to Rush Limbaugh on talk or don't listen to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So I was listening to him, and some guy calls in and says. Apparently, they were referring to when George Bush has some little bumps in his butt, he turned over control to Cheney for 2 hours, I guess, during an operation while they removed these bumps. But the guy says, "This Cheney missed his chance. During those 2 hours, he could have bombed Iraq into a giant glass parking lot or something like that," he said.
Oh, geez.
Then Rush suggested that perhaps they should have done. He should have chosen Iran instead. He's like, he could have saved that for the second hour. So, you know, I'm in the car with my wife, and I'm like, I realize it's a joke and everything, but he's not kidding. He's not kidding.
No, they're not.
That maybe Rush would not choose. He said it would never happen or whatever. I don't know what. But this other guy was definitely suggesting that we should. Nuke Iraq. Why? Because we failed to execute the war, or the peace at the very least in Iraq properly.
Isn't it amazing,
kill them all.
Maybe Rush had 3/4 of his brain tied behind his back just to make it fair. I don't know, but that's pretty scary stuff. You know, the entire sequence of any sort of constitutional approach to the use of the United States Defense Forces has been just completely tossed out the window since 9/11 and actually before that.
But long before that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they're just continuing the tradition of driving as fast down the road to tyranny as they possibly can.
And you know, Ian, this is just another facet of it. This story is really shocking. When you look, I have the text of the executive order in front of me.
Yes.
And it's right out there. And if, folks, if you think that this is being misinterpreted, you are incorrect. The what you're going to hear from Ian tonight is on the money on this thing. It's
unbelievable. It's just the next disturbing step down that road.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been taking it step after step, very slowly. They've sped it up after 9/11, but apparently most people haven't noticed, and so they're getting away with it.
Yeah.
What's most amazing is the quotes. This quote from one of these Bush supporters, again, 35-year-old professional woman from California, who's saying that if you are a dissenter, if you're one of the prominent dissenters, which one could argue Free Talk Live might be a prominent or at least a semi-prominent dissenter.
I would think so.
This woman wants you to be executed. To send a message to the rest of America that if you dissent during a time of war, if you, quote, demoralize the country, as though the country is its own person, the country is an individual, right, and the country has a consciousness, then that's what you'll get. Then things will change, she says. There's nothing, according to the author, there's nothing novel about the kind of change desired by this fully indoctrinated member of the Reich Wing. For devotees of a certain variant of statist conservatism, seizing dissenters and shipping them off to gas chambers is old hat. What makes this offhand expression of an authentically fascist sentiment so remarkable is the fact that it was typical conversational chatter among the 500 or so National Review groupies who took part in the cruise, according to British journalist Johan Hari, who tagged along incognito. So a British journalist went ahead and bought himself a ticket to the cruise and acted as though he was one of the crowd just so he could get in on some interesting conversations.
Yeah, and those cruise things are very expensive. I don't know how much they are. $1,000?
$1,200 for this
one. Yeah, that's it, yeah. And, you know, it's amazing because I would like to think that conservatives are, in a way, my kindred spirits in many regards, but the longer this goes on, the more we hear about these things, the more radicalized the conservatives become, the more those of us who would say, hey, hold on a second, slow down here, are depicted as being the dissenters who need to be silent.
Yeah.
It's
well,
like,
it's disturbing to you because you, like Mark and I, came from that sort of world.
Right.
We were all raised by parents who considered themselves conservatives.
Right.
I don't know if that was the case with you, Mark, but you were a conservative.
My grandmother and my mother were definitely conservatives.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's disturbing, because you're thinking to yourself, my goodness, I could have gotten caught up in this insanity, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so, again, what this woman is saying is just scratching the surface of the mentality, of the attitude of these people. They're willing to throw all freedoms to the wayside in the name of persecuting this international conflict. And we've had people call this show before, and there's more to the story, but we've had people call this show that have said things like, you know, they want to drop a nuclear weapon on the Middle East. They've said things like they think it's okay to have a Muslims-only line at the airport. Now, how the hell you're going to figure that out? How are you going to, you know, determine who's a Muslim and who's
people's religion?
I think people's it would be suspected Muslims only.
Yeah. But the idea, nonetheless, is one that's being passed around amongst these folks, and it's really, really scary.
I think that likely the Muslim-only line would go a heck of a lot faster than the regular line, simply because there'd be far fewer people in it.
You were right about me coming out of Vegas. I moved for a lot faster
than
you
did. You got wanded, and, you know, they went through your crap, but I had to stand in line with everybody else, all the masses of sheep, and get the regular, going over. And it took me significantly longer to go through the line than it did you. You were standing in line for the plane when I got there.
Look suspicious as much as possible. It's incredible, you know, as you say, coming from that background, I was just thinking about my father. As you guys know, I'm working on a book, and a lot of the things that are in the book are quotes from my father when he started writing things when he was in World War II in this little black book, little adages and things like that, and they were really good. But now, I look back at my dad, and I was like, no, my dad wasn't conservative, he was libertarian, you know? There's a marked distinction now between those who call themselves conservatives and those who really believe in liberty.
That's why whenever somebody says something like, well, don't most libertarians come from the conservative cloth? I get kind of offended because it's that sort of attitude that tries to align us with conservatives. And really, the more time goes on, the less and less we have in common with them. And by the way, libertarians come from all over the map. We'll explain more on the way. Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything that's sold. Free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams right there for you. You don't download the stream. You listen to the stream. I guess you are technically downloading it as you listen. But nonetheless, they are free when there's a broadband version and a dial-up version as well. Both free. at freetalklive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop, I think there was more news today about it continuing to drop. In fact, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's D2Z.org. We're talking about a story at LouRockwell.com, which is going to recap a couple of the disturbing developments out of Washington, D.C. recently, actually specifically from the Oval Office. These executive signing statements, or the executive orders, rather. We'll get into that here in a moment. He starts out the article by quoting a 35-year-old professional woman from California who was on the cruise, the National Review cruise. And I think it's worth reading again for anyone just tuning in, talking about what should happen to dissenters. She says, of course we need to execute some of these people, a few of these prominent people who are trying to demoralize the country. Just take a couple of these anti-war people off to the gas chamber for treason to show. If you try to bring down America at a time of war, that's what you'll get. Then things will change. Meaning that she knows that if you execute a few people in America for being dissenters, that those who were considering being dissenters, who were maybe getting energized by all of the dissenters in America and were considering standing up and joining their ranks, will just quietly sit right back down and go back to their television.
I'm telling you, man, they'll be scared. Braun. That's it. Ava Braun all the way.
She's likely telling the truth that it would stifle dissent as far as the war goes, but good Lord, is this America she's talking about?
It's difficult to predict what will be the most significant legacy left by George W. Bush, assuming the word can be properly applied to the accumulated residue of lawless violence and official corruption that have typified his reign. Will it be metastasizing foreign hostility and proliferating foreign conflicts? Will it be the collapse of the economy beneath the weight of profligate spending? Will it be the official adoption of such malapropisms as terrorists and nuclear as part of our long-suffering language? My suspicion is that Bush's most important and lasting contribution has been the creation of a purely limbic form of conservatism in which the amygdala, the brain, the portion amygdala, of the brain, focusing on fear and related base emotions, plays the defining role in interpreting reality. The movement has succeeded in validating the worst caricatures concocted by the likes of Theodore Adorno and Daniel Bell by reducing itself into an authoritarian cult. Obsessive fear and reflexive tribal loyalty to the leader/protector are the defining impulses of contemporary conservatism. Until, perhaps I should say, unless President Bush and crypto-president Cheney leave the office in 2009, things will grow progressively worse as the regime over which they preside makes increasingly extravagant claims of extra-constitutional power. Here are two of those claims. On July 19th, the Bush-Cheney regime informed Congress that, quote, a U.S. attorney would not be permitted to bring contempt charges or convene a grand jury in an executive privilege case, unquote. What this means is that Bush will forbid the Justice Department to pursue criminal contempt of Congress charges against four current or former White House officials who defied congressional subpoenas, as Bush instructed them to do. So he instructed these guys to defy subpoenas, and as a result, he's telling the Justice Department that you can't bring charges against these guys.
We're protecting them.
That's right.
And if you go after them, you'll have to deal with us.
Neither Richard Nixon, nor Bill Clinton, nor King George III, for that matter, ever ventured such a claim to complete immunity from legislative oversight, although Saddam Hussein probably did. More frightening still is an executive order issued on July 17th. In which Bush claimed the power to confiscate the property of political dissidents. No, that's not how the order's provisions were described, but the powers adumbrated in that decree would permit such whole-scale expropriations. Entitled, The Blocking Property of Certain Persons Who Threaten Stabilization Efforts in Iraq, the order asserts that the president can seize control of financial assets and any other property belonging to, quote, any person determined by the Secretary of the Treasury, in consultation with the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense, to have committed or to pose a significant risk of committing an act or acts of violence that have the purpose and effect of threatening the peace or stability of Iraq or the government of Iraq, or undermining efforts to promote economic reconstruction and political reform in Iraq, or to have materially assisted such act or acts of violence. Now, we've read stories on this show about people who've been targeted by the government for retaliation because they were so-called connected
to people who, you know, they gave money to people that might have been connected to an Al-Qaeda group or something like that. And they've been harassed by the government over that.
Yeah, even though a lot of educational organizations have been nailed with stuff like that.
And individuals as well.
Yeah.
Even though they might not have had any clue that the person they'd given money to, they might have been a family member of theirs, and they were giving them some Christmas money or something like that. And, you know, it turns out the family member's connected with Al-Qaeda, allegedly, and so that person gets harassed. Well, now they can have their property stolen. Now they can just have their house taken from them. Now they can have their assets frozen in their bank accounts.
Without a trial.
No trial necessary.
And, you know, we were mentioning, I was looking at this on my laptop over here, and one of the stunning things for, I think, everybody to remember is this Section 1, Clause I, Section A, or Section B, regarding, as he wrote in the article, undermining efforts to promote economic reconstruction and political reform in Iraq, or to provide humanitarian assistance to the Iraqi people. Now, you can draw this out. You know what that means, folks. What that means is if you stand up in opposition to the next Iraqi supplemental aid bill, to the reconstruction bill, billions of dollars taken out of your wallet, if you happen to disagree for whatever the reason, your property, more than just the taxes that would be taken out if the bill passed, your property is forfeit.
Wouldn't that also, I mean, wouldn't this technically mean that the property of, say, representatives that would vote against bills like that, like, you know, Ron Paul, would also be at risk?
That's,
because they're
a possibility.
Undermining the economic reconstruction and political form in Iraq by voting no.
Yeah, he would probably, if you were a congressman, you probably claim sovereign immunity. And
maybe.
Yeah, something like that. But absolutely. I mean, you've got any organization, whether it's somebody writing for LouRockwell.com, I mean, the author of that article could, right now, under this executive order, could have his property taken.
Right. Anybody who speaks out in favor of getting out of this war.
This is bizarre. You know, I remember hearing the stories about Bill Clinton going after the Western Journalism Center. I remember hearing the stories about Bill Clinton and his Justice Department going after the Travel Office. And all the conservatives were up in arms. They were going nuts about what Bill Clinton was doing with the Bloodworth Thomases and replacing those staff members and having FBI and IRS people investigate them. And there was no reason to investigate these people. And yet what you've got here is an executive order that completely undermines the rule of law.
Who needs an investigation?
Proof.
Now all they need is the Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of State and Defense to agree that somebody has endangered the stability of Iraq or government of Iraq, threatened the peace of it, or whatever the other lame qualifications are. And as soon as those three men decide you've been chosen, you have your assets stolen, which also ties in with the Military Commissions Act passed last year, which allows them to pick you up off of the street as long as President Bush and his panel of advisors agrees and throw you into a military brig somewhere. So let's combine these two little rules together and see what happens. Pretty scary stuff. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And those features do include things like the bulletin board system, over 250,000 posts for you to surf around through, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
We're talking about a story from LouRockwell.com by William Norman Grigg, where he has consolidated a couple of the disturbing things that the president has done recently as far as executive orders are concerned that most Americans are probably blissfully unaware of. But it's something that definitely deserves your attention, deserves to be talked about, deserves to be have some light shone on it, because it's just another step down the road towards total totalitarianism here in this country, if you can have total totalitarianism. But we've seen step after step being taken. About a year ago now, almost, they passed the, I guess more like 8 months or so, but they passed the Military Commissions Act of 2006, which made it so that, and this wasn't an executive order, this was something that Congress rammed through, he signed, and
that was a response to Supreme Court decisions in the Hamdan case.
That's correct. The Supreme Court was sort of closing in on the Bush administration,
you got to give habeas corpus hearings to these guys. You either got to try them as prisoners of war, or you got to try them as U.S. criminals. You can't have this detainee enemy combatant.
Right. So they passed a law that said screw you to that, and basically made it so that anytime Bush's little panel of whoever it is he's appointed, because he can appoint whoever he wants to this panel, the enemy combatant advisory panel, I forget what it was called, but it's just a panel of his flunkies. As soon as they point to you as being a
enemy combatant, so-called, which can be, or an unlawful enemy combatant, or whatever they termed it, as soon as they point to you, they can go and pick you up and put you in a prison cell somewhere, a military brig. They don't have to tell anybody they've taken you. They don't have to tell you where you are. They can then submit you to a military tribunal instead of a court, which, again, doesn't involve any sort of habeas corpus, doesn't involve even necessarily a defense attorney, doesn't even necessarily involve you showing up in the military tribunal. You may be sentenced, you know, in absentia while you're sitting in the military brig.
And as an aside, not to draw you away from this particular issue, Ian, but we ought to mention that just over the past, over the weekend, essentially late Friday, the AP reported that Guantanamo detainees who are challenging their status as enemy combatants are going to have all of the evidence presented to the judge, not just what the military chooses. That, according to a federal appeals court in the District of Columbia in that circuit. So essentially, what
that's a little good news,
though. Right? Right. And you mentioned these tribunals are called combatant status review tribunals. The CSRTs.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that's going to do is it'll bring it to the Supreme Court directly. But the AP says when detainees are brought before military CSRTs, they are not allowed to have lawyers with them. And the Pentagon decides what evidence, as you said, to put forward. Unlike in criminal trials, there is no obligation for the government to turn over evidence that the defendant might be innocent. If the military reviewers determine a prisoner is an enemy combatant, he can challenge that designation in the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. Anyway, the end of it says Friday's unanimous decision was issued by Justice Douglas Ginsburg, Judith Rogers, so on and so forth. The Justice Department argues that the detainees are being afforded more rights than required by law.
The Military Commissions Act.
To that, exactly.
Oh, gosh. So that's a little bit of good news for the detainees, but it's not exactly taking them out of the military tribunal. They're still going to be having their trial at a military tribunal, and who knows what sort of rules that entails.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of good news, but it's going to be appealed to the Supreme Court, which is a little Bush-friendly, and who knows what they'll do with
it. And don't forget, Antonin Scalia, who's usually really great on the Constitution, he said himself, I've got a son fighting over there in Iraq, and I'll be damned before I give all these guys the same rights afforded to U.S. citizens.
Like stuff.
Well, I'm sorry, then you have to either try them as prisoners of war and go according to the Geneva Accords, or try them as criminals under U.S. criminal code. Doesn't matter whether they're U.S. citizens or not. They're either applicable under U.S. law or not.
Well, apparently that's changed now.
Yeah, they've got the new law from last year.
So look for the Supreme Court to overturn that. But even if they don't, it doesn't affect what we're discussing today, which can affect you.
This is amazing.
It's one thing it's bad enough news to abuse these poor guys down in Guantanamo. I mean, that's been reported on enough. You can't really get much more abusive and awful to them, but now they're going to do it here in this country. Now, they might not be locking us up in work camps quite yet, but they are making it so they can seize your assets. I mean, we mentioned a moment ago the Military Commissions Act means they can take you, pluck you out of your life without any notice, and drop you in a military prison with no access to a phone or a lawyer or anything else. At the same time, now, according to this executive order that was signed on July 19th, anybody who is essentially a dissenter, because you could very well argue, these people could argue that by Gardner Goldsmith getting on the air on Free Talk Live and dissenting against the war in Iraq, that you're threatening the peace or stability of Iraq, that you're materially assisting the people over there by giving them something to believe in, for instance, in their acts of violence. They could make all kinds of lame connections.
If I happen to mention that the U.S. Constitution doesn't give the Congress the power to expropriate money from people in order to send it out for aid to other countries, I'm done.
Right. They can then seize your property. Whatever it is you have that they want, they can take it on the flimsiest of pretenses.
And
there's no trial for this.
And likely the guy leading the investigation gets a bonus based on the percentage of amount of the assets.
A little spiff, huh?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Let's leave aside for now the Soviet-style cant about peace and stability in occupied Iraq, a land where neither can be found. What this executive order means, in principle, is that the property of anyone who materially undermines the war and occupation can be seized without a trial or due process of any kind on presidential order with the approval of 3 cabinet officials.
And you know what's interesting about that? If you actually look at the executive order, Ian, it doesn't even have to be 3.
Really?
The executive order says that the Secretary of the Treasury can do it as long as he has consulted with the Secretary of State.
Oh, I see that now. You're right.
They could still disagree, and he could still do it.
Yes.
Wow.
Right.
It's one guy. All he has to do is talk to them, and they can disagree, and he can still do it.
But pay careful attention to the phrase applying those sanctions to those found guilty, once again, by presidential decree of, quote, undermining efforts to promote economic reconstruction and political reform in Iraq, unquote. Wouldn't this apply to people who participate in organized efforts to end the occupation? Yes. Expropriating anti-war activists wouldn't provide the same visceral thrill that would result from the spectacle of a few of them led away in chains to the gas chamber, but the Reich wing can console itself in the knowledge that those whom the state would annihilate, it first expropriates. Because if they take all your property away from you, they take your house away from you, they take your bank account away from you, you might as well be in a prison. I mean, that's just the next step.
They can certainly take your guns away from you.
That, I mean, if you don't have access to the money and the funds and the things you need to live life, you're a homeless man. That's not a freedom that I would like to have. Thanks very much. Okay, great. I still have the freedom to walk around this earth, but I have none of the things that I previously had.
And you know what's amazing? Even if you agree with this sort of sentiment, right, guys? If you look at the way this is written...
Of punishing dissenters, you mean?
Well, just the phrasing on this Section B here in this executive order where it says... That those who have committed or posed a significant risk of committing an act or acts of violence, so on and so forth, that's okay, that's fairly clear-cut. But the clause that says undermining efforts to promote economic reconstruction and political reform, what are they... Undermining is such an ambiguous yes. term. It's so subjective. Any attorney, I mean, I can't even believe just on the level of sheer logic and use of the language... I can't believe that they would write something that sloppy.
This is typical, though, of what they've been doing. That the nebulous language is in effect in the Military Commissions Act. They make it very nebulous so that anything can really be categorized underneath it.
Yeah, they're not that stupid. You're right.
This is really disturbing. It's going on right here. This is for real. And we're not joking with you. That's why we spent almost the entire first hour on this, because it's happening in this country, and it really mirrors some scary things that have happened in the past to other countries, like Germany. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then you should go and buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com to access a variety of Free Talk Live branded merchandise and even a few things that don't even have our brand on it, just an original design that we created that I think you might like. If you go over to store.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done. That's store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Not a fun topic, though. We're talking about the expansion of federal power, specifically the executive branch through signing statements and executive orders, the Military Commissions Act, basically making it so now it's apparently completely legal for them to pluck you off the streets, put you in a military brig, and take all of your assets, take your bank account, take your house, take your car, take whatever it is that you own that they want, simply on the flimsiest of pretenses, simply on an accusation, no trial necessary. They can do it all, or they can do a little bit. You know, they could just take your stuff. They don't have to necessarily throw you in the military brig. They can just take your house, too. They can do it all because, well, no one said they can't.
They're the government and you're not.
Let's go to the phones and talk to, it is Paul in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Paul, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Right. What's on your mind?
Hey, I got two questions. I was hoping to use your knowledge here. One has to do with the executive order that we're talking about in previous executive orders. It's my understanding through my research that executive orders only apply within the executive branch of government, and they can, however, apply to the people in the private sector once martial law has been declared. So, are we under martial law?
Some people would argue that the country is under a state of emergency that was never repealed. We've had people call in and point this out, and I've seen it elsewhere. I never actually dug in enough to do the research, but their claims sound believable. And so I'm letting you know these are people's claims that back in the 30s or whatever, when the country went bankrupt or something like that, there was a state of emergency that was set up, and apparently that grants the president more power than he normally would have, and so apparently the state of emergency was never ended.
Well, but you know, that's interesting because the very concept of a declaration of martial law, you get this thought in your head where the president declares martial law or something like that. But the Posse Comitatus Act runs completely contrary to that. They can't use military in policing matters.
But they can now, as of the Defense Authorization Act of 2006 or 7, one or the other. There was a thing they passed just after the Military Commissions Act.
Yeah, yeah.
The Defense Authorization Act does allow the president to utilize the military within the United States for policing functions.
Paul,
it's been completely overturned.
Wow. What do you think about that, Paul?
Well, I've been doing extensive research. This leads back into my second question, and I was hoping you guys may be able to help.
Yeah.
when FDR was president, let me ask you this question first. How many terms does the Constitution allow somebody to be president?
Two consecutive.
Is it in the Constitution? I thought it was just tradition. Did they did make an amendment, didn't they?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How many did you say? Two, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's supposed to be two consecutive.
Okay. So how come FDR did four?
It was after that. Before that, it was just it was tradition. Washington refused to serve more than 2 years. You know, stated that no president should. You know, he's a man of some principle and moral fiber. And after that, nobody ever did until Roosevelt came in, served four, and then they passed the amendment, which it's two terms, and I don't know if they're consecutive, but no more than 10 total years. So he could be a vice president for 2 years and then be president for two more terms.
Thank you for that. And if most people would just go and just do some research on the New Deal, the writings all throughout the documents, how they got rid of the gold to start printing money out of nothing,
mm-hmm.
and then all, you know, within the first 100 days that he was in office, all these alphabet agencies came into existence, including the FCC.
Well, you know what's amazing about that, Paul, is not only was it a top-down movement with Roosevelt obviously picking up things from Marx and some of his advisors who were out and out avowed Marxist communists. They clearly were. It's in the historical record, and they picked up a lot of this stuff from Marx and Engels. You would think that they might have been in Rage Against the Machine or something before they formed. But so they got rid of gold. They wanted to have a minimum wage instituted, which, by the way, the first part of that just went into effect last week. But the fascinating thing is not only is it a top-down thing from the so-called intellectuals, but it's also a bottom-up thing. During the latter half of the 1800s, there were always these debates about fractional reserves, allowing fractional reserves in banks, and whether the dollar would be based on silver or gold. And William Jennings Bryan was out there, and he had all these people. There's this need for people to use the government to their advantage in all these different ways. And it's incredible to see how the two come together so easily to just continually expand the purview of government and reduce the ability of people who favor liberty to be able to do anything.
And that's why I have to agree with Ian. You know, it's just I'm so having to back him now because everybody's like using the government to is their excuse not to take for responsibility for their actions.
Yeah, it's mechanistic. Yeah.
That's what the government does, is it allows people to just get rid of their responsibility and say, hey, the government will take care of it. I don't have to worry about feeding the poor. I don't have to worry about doing blah, 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 fill in the blank. Government will take care of it. And
do you guys think that we can actually get rid of this Federal Reserve System?
Well, it's been done before. We've had fiat currencies in the United States. You know, we've got a long past, 225-plus years, and
Jackson got rid of the Bank of the United States.
Right. Yeah. Andrew Jackson managed to get rid of the Bank of the United States. And it can be done, sure. It just, people have to be educated.
Well, I mean, what happens when the money, you know, the dollar crashes and burns? I mean, that'll be gotten rid of on its own at that point. I mean, fiat currencies can only last so long.
Well, remember when you guys had this guy call in the other day and say that there's no way we could be on a, see, this is what the American people have a misconception with. Gold and silver never backed our money. Gold and silver was our money.
Good point. Right.
Right.
And so you had a caller call in the other day that said, oh, we can never go back to that because there's not enough poundage.
Tonnage, yes. He was using the term tonnage as though, if there was only one ton of gold, it would still be the currency if there was no fiat currencies in place. I mean, you know, people would use gold, they'd use silver, they'd use bananas, they'd use anything.
Sure.
What they'd get is scripts from banks, which would essentially be just like futures options that we currently have today, and they would exchange hands that way. So, you know, you'd get this thing in your hand that says, this is redeemable for X number of ounces of rutabaga.
Paul, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yeah, that guy, he just didn't have any ideas. He really didn't know much about that.
He liked using the word tonnage, though.
Yeah, the other guy, he didn't know much about economics, the money system. I mean, to argue that we have to have a fiat government printing money system is just an argument from economic ignorance.
And, you know, Paul's question about do you think we could ever get rid of the Fed, it's systematically there are so many special interests that have been added to this because, the Federal Reserve is a quasi-private agency.
Mm-hmm.
They themselves are affiliated with all these different bankers. Exactly. The banks themselves have investments that are sort of risky in different countries. They have political connections. Sometimes the politicians take their leave from the banks, such as, Robert Rubin, just before they give $22 billion to Mexico and bail them out. So
it's no easy task.
Right. If you were to get rid of the Fed, then what could you get rid of the IMF? Can you get rid of the World Bank? All these things are so interlocked. As you say, maybe there would be a crash. If a crash came, maybe people would turn away from the Fed. But I don't think people are aware enough of fundamental economics.
No.
They're always blaming the private industry. Roosevelt did it.
We know Paris Hilton went to jail. Most people know that.
Yeah.
They couldn't tell you a damn thing about, gold-backed money or gold money or whatever.
If the dollar drops, they're not going to blame it on anybody except the president who's in office at the time.
Good point.
And business.
That's always amazed me, that Americans seem to think that this one man, he determines whether the economy succeeds or fails. Now, there's certainly some influence he can have over it, but to ascribe everything that is good or bad to one man is just insanity.
I heard an analogy one time, which I think is great, and I'm going to screw it up now. The analogy was, how did President Clinton do with the economy is sort of analogous to how did the rodeo rider do with the bull? He didn't do anything to the bull. He managed to stay on it for 8 seconds.
Yeah, true.
And that's really it.
Mark, you're talking about bull. That reminds me that as we speak, the Democrats are debating. I just figured I'd mention that.
Oh, great.
What are they debating?
I don't know, but it's going to fertilize plenty of fields.
Real quick on that emergency issue, there's an emergency order from August 2, 1990, and then it was sort of redone in 2003. With respect to Iraq,
okay,
that has not
state
been,
of emergency
right, that has not yet been rescinded, and I think likely that most states of emergency
have never been rescinded.
That most presidents have put in place. I mean, think about politicians. Are these the kind of people that are likely to clean up their messes?
Of course not.
So I'll bet you there's all kinds of states of emergency that we're currently in.
There you go. Which, again, they allegedly grant more power than normal to the executive branch, which maybe that's why they're getting away with creating all these executive orders, which shouldn't really be created. And they're destroying liberty. But, hey, welcome to the new America. 800-259-9231. We'll take your calls. Hour number two is on the way.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.